Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if the only thing standing between you and the life you want is the way you think? So many people feel stuck in their careers, stuck in their habits, stuck wondering why they're not reaching their full potential. But what if high performance isn't just about talent, it's about mindset, discipline, and momentum? On this episode of This Week in America, we're joined by Dr. R.K. Maddox, author of Masterclass, How to Become a High Performer, who says greatness isn't reserved for a select few, it's something anyone can achieve with the right principles. We'll talk about how to change your attitude toward success, how to build unstoppable momentum in your life, and how your habits, not your circumstances, determine your future. If you've ever felt like you're capable of more, this conversation might be exactly what you need to hear. It's time to stop settling and start performing at your highest level. Bishop Dr. R.K. Maddox pursued his education at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, the U.S. Navy and Christian Leadership University, where he holds several certifications and degrees, including a Doctor of Theology. The author of Masterclass, How to Become a High Performer, we welcome Dr. R.K. Maddox to This Week in America. Doctor, a pleasure to have you on the program. So excited to talk about the book that is receiving rave reviews. A lot of people feel like they're capable of more, but they just can't seem to break through. What's the biggest mindset shift someone has to make to truly become a high performer?
Thank you so much. I believe that the biggest shift is your daily routine. I believe that your daily routine is the first place to start. When you sit down and you think about what you're going to do tomorrow and how you're going to be more effective tomorrow and how you're going to spend your day, I believe that one of the greatest improvements we got to make is on our daily routine. So we can schedule in our time for our health, time for our own personal dreams and goals, our physical health. Everything you need to have a productive day every day. And by scheduling a daily routine and improving your daily routine, I believe you can make those things possible.
If you go through the book written by Dr. Maddox, you will find it's almost laid out perfectly for you there. What you can do, the mindset changes, the momentum, all of this that you need to change to become a high performer. And one thing you mentioned a lot in the book is growth mindset. Exactly what is growth mindset? And how many of us actually use it and the rest of us think about it, but we really don't implement it?
I believe everybody has potential. Untapped potential, capabilities, the ability to do more. I believe nobody operates at 100%. And we can, I teach here at our church that we all need to improve 1% a day. If we could just improve 1% a day, 5% a week, 10% a month, we've made extraordinary advances. The growth mindset means that you never stop learning, you never stop evolving, you never stop becoming. You're committed to self-improvement. You're committed to being the best version of you that you can be. In that book, we have a chapter, You Are Your Greatest Project by missionary Pamela. And that chapter deals with the fact that, you know, you got to make sure that you're investing in you every day. Every day you're investing in your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. You're investing in improving, you're investing in self-awareness, understanding where you are in life, and then taking the steps to be where you want to be in life. And this comes with a growth mindset.
Boy, you have said so much there. I want to ask about you. People would look at you and go, you are extremely successful. You are the author of the book, The Masterclass on How to Be a High Performer, almost thinking you probably reached a pinnacle of growth. You're successful beyond what many people would even try to achieve. Is it a daily process for you? Do you still go through the growth process yourself on a daily basis, despite all of your success?
Yeah, in spite of it all, we have been blessed. We purchased 50 acres here in the city of Greensboro, which is uncommon. We own gyms, car lot. We've owned several businesses. We're day traders. We often trade stock. We're just committed to being high performers. what really motivated me to write this book is that my daughter came to me and told me, she said, Daddy, she said, most of the people that I'm in college with, they don't have the drive I have. They don't have the insight I have about becoming an entrepreneur or being the best version of yourself. She said, you know, Daddy, what do I need to do? And so I said, we'll just pray about it. And then she called me and told me, she said, Daddy, she told me what she had made in her taxes, and it was a very large number. And after that, I decided to write this book on Masterclass, How to Become a High Performer, because I have produced people that are at millionaire status. And so I believe that in the book, there are principles and methods and techniques that people can use to become high performers, to become the highest version of themselves possible. And it comes with a commitment to be intentional every day and do your very best.
It's very relatable. It is very well written. It's language we all can understand. It's things we all can do, sometimes so simple we overlook in our lives. And one chapter in the book, it deals with your inner circle. And it's interesting you mentioned your daughter. How important is it, the inner circle, the people that you are with? How do you choose that inner circle, and why are they so important to your success?
Well, in my life, I was taught by my mentors to always change the room. In other words, if you're the smartest person in that room, make sure that you change the room where you're not the smartest person, where you can be around people that are where you want to be, and they can help you to achieve the level of success that you want to, that you desire to be at. The inner circle is important because you need to have people around you that are contributing to your growth and motivating you to be a better version of yourself. I see sometimes people, I would say, get stuck in a room. They get stuck in a room where people are making the same salary, people are doing the same thing. There's no motivation. Association breeds assimilation. So you got to put yourself around people that are where you want to be in life. And so you got to consistently, as you evolve and go through life, change the room. Make sure you're always in a room where you're learning and you're evolving and you're becoming. You don't want to have a situation where all the people around you are not committed to success like you are, or committed to being the best version of themselves like you desire to be. And so I want people around me, first of all, that have proven that they're trustworthy, that they're loyal. And your inner circle is so important, because you want people that are not afraid to tell you that you're wrong, or not afraid to tell you that this might be a mistake. You need people that will be totally honest with you as you evolve and develop in this life.
How important is listening? So often we get in a group of people and we're concerned about what we're going to say and maybe leading or commanding the conversation rather than listening. If you're in a group of people, as you just described, I would think if you listen, there's a wealth of knowledge there.
Yes, sir. Listening is important. And what I teach at our church is that you should always be able to reiterate or tell them exactly what that person said. And when we have meetings, if you're not the facilitator, then you need to be quiet. You need to listen unless you're called upon. Listening is key, because people will, if you listen long enough, they'll tell you a whole lot about themselves.
Yes.
You can't learn anything when you're talking. You can only learn when you're listening. And so for me, it's a great honor to be invited into a meeting or something. I'm there to listen. I mean, I'm there to learn. I'm not there to facilitate the meeting.
Our guest on the program is Dr. R.K. Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. The book is available wherever books are sold, directed to Amazon. In fact, his Amazon page is on thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and go directly there. The book is Masterclass, How to Be a High Performer, and his website is freshstartministryinc.com. Again, we've got all that information on our website. I want to go back to a chapter in the book you mentioned a little bit ago that is so important. You are your greatest project. Is that something that a lot of us overlook? We're so concerned about all these external situations going on. We forget that it's us. We are leading ourselves. How important is that? I would almost put that at the top of the list.
Yeah, I one of the things that I had to do when I started in leadership is to evolve. And one of the biggest problems I had was my social skills. I'm from New Jersey, and we're not big on initiating conversation. So I had to learn how to walk into the room and say, hello, how are you? Make myself known, shake people's hands, make sure people knew who Ron Maddox was if we went to a meeting. I had to improve on my social skills. That was a part of me being my greatest project. And then I had to improve on my finances, my stewardship, making sure I understood where all my allocations were going and that I was sticking to a budget. And then I had to work on my physical health. So now every morning I get up and go for a walk, or I work out, or I eat better. I make sure that I study on foods and try to understand what's good for me, what's not. And it's just a plethora of things that I'm working on all the time, because I want to be the best version of myself that I can be. So I am my greatest project. If I don't invest anything, any time, anything in me, then I won't receive any dividends. I won't receive any rewards. I got to make sure that if I don't make anything else great in life, I need to make my life as great as it can be.
Words to remember: you are your greatest project. Our guest on the program, Dr. R.K. Maddox, talking about his book, Masterclass, How to Be a High Performer. You talk about creating your own opportunities. I think so many of us sit back and wait for opportunities to come to us. And you say create, not wait for. Talk about the importance of that and how often maybe opportunities pass us by because we're too passive.
I believe when preparation meets opportunity, it breeds success. So if you're not there, then you should be preparing. That means that you are preparing by improving your skill set, improving your daily routine, and improving your habits, breaking all of the limitations and improving those personal defects that you have by creating your own opportunities. So one of the things that my daughter did to create an opportunity, she flipped a house, and in that house, she made $80,000. Plus, she wanted to start a gym, and she took that $80,000 and started a gym. She created her own opportunities. You gotta make things happen for yourself. Opportunities are not just gonna fall in your lap. You gotta prepare. You gotta save. You gotta have goals. You gotta work on it every day. And if you do that, when preparation meets opportunity, then it will breed success.
Something you talk about is delayed gratification. That's interesting, because that's not something we want to wait for, is it? We want it, it's 11:15, maybe by noon I'd like to be gratified for something. How important is delayed gratification? Again, using your daughter as an example, she made a lot of money flipping that house, could have said, fine, I'm going to sit back now, I'm going to spend it and enjoy it. And she took the chance and invested it, taking the gratification later, delaying it. How important is delayed gratification?
I believe that is key to somebody that's going to be successful. Knowing how to wait to buy the car, wait to buy some clothes or shoes, and make sure that you're investing and saving your money and that you are a good steward over what the Lord put in your care. I believe that, you know, we have to every day work towards our end goals. You got to prepare to transition into retirement. You got to have some savings in your pension or 401k. You just can't one day you're retired, but you haven't prepared for it. You have to prepare. And so you have to put things off. Maybe God it's not that he doesn't want you to have these nice things, but maybe this is not the right time. This is not the right season for you to possess the Mercedes, the Corvette, or the Porsche. So you got to wait. So you got to wait till you get yourself in a proper place. So what you buy is not a burden. the things you're doing is not a burden. So it's got to be, some things have to be delayed, but not denied. So I believe that you should wait. Wait till it's the right season. Wait till you can afford it. Wait till it goes on sale. Wait till the interest rates are low. Wait, you know, you got to wait till it's the right season. There's different things that happens when Republicans are in office, Democrats are in office. When I used to flip houses, I would wait till a certain party was in office because I knew the interest rates would go down. And then when I would buy a few rentals. And then when another group was in office, I knew the interest rates would go up. And then I would just rent some of those properties out. I mean, you got to be able to discern the times and the seasons and know when it's time for you to purchase something or know when it's time for you to wait and be faithful over the little that God has put in your care.
That brings up another important word, discipline. How key is discipline? And what exactly, how would you define discipline?
Discipline is to me is like sacrifice. It's like the greater the sacrifice, the greater the glory.
Yes.
The greater the discipline, your achievement. You got to be able to deny yourself and be disciplined to navigate through life without making a bunch of mistakes. And so discipline is key. I was in the Navy, so I guess I'm very disciplined. But we were taught to be disciplined. So discipline is a part of who I am. I believe that your sacrifices that you make now will benefit you later. And so you got to be disciplined in your speech, disciplined in your behavior, disciplined in your attitude, disciplined in your thought life, disciplined in every aspect of your being, because being undisciplined, having undisciplined passions, undisciplined desires, undisciplined spending habits, all of those things will lead to your detriment. So you got to make sure that that you work every day on being disciplined in what you speak, like you said earlier, your speech, making sure that you think about what you say, that you're listening, that you say the right, you give the right response, and your life is not a conglomerate of going around telling people you're sorry about something you said because you're not disciplined.
The book by Dr. R.K. Maddox is Masterclass, How to Be a High Performer. We started off talking about the growth mindset. Growth means letting go of what no longer serves you. How do you go about doing that? And how difficult is that for some people to let go? Some bad situations in their life will haunt them for the rest of their lives if they let them.
No, that was a very tough chapter. Letting go of what no longer serves you. That means even and dealing with relationships, you got to learn who's good for you and who's not. Who's, I always say friends that don't help you climb, help you crawl. And so you got to make sure that you surround yourself with people that are not toxic, that are not keeping you upset, keeping you emotional, and learning how to move on from things that no longer serve you. And then, like you said, that a lot of people are affected by their past, by their childhood. We have to forgive and move forward. We have to learn how to get over it, forgive, move forward, not be stuck in the past, not be stuck in our feelings, not be stuck in hurt. God forgave us so we can forgive others. Forgiveness is a great part of success. You got to learn how to walk in forgiveness. And when you're mature, you can love and walk in forgiveness because of your spiritual growth. That the Bible says God is love. So we are commanded to love everyone. The disciples asked a question one time. He said, "There's one, you forgive 70 times 7 in a day." And he said, "We can't do that." So he said, "Increase our faith." And so faith comes by hearing, and you got to hear the word of God, and as your faith grows, then you should be able to walk in forgiveness, walk in love, and that's a mature Christian, that's a mature person that can get over when somebody's wronged them. But hopefully one day we evolve to a place where when somebody wrongs us, we look at the root cause of why they did or behaved in such a way, and when then we can pray for them, and we can still believe that God is going to help them, and they will be very successful, even though they wronged us. But we got to be mature enough to handle stuff like that.
A major part of your success in business and in life is a chapter in your book, Aligning Your Life with God's Word. How important is that? As we talk on these various subjects, you come back to that often. That's obviously a foundational piece for your success. How important is that?
Aligning, adjusting. It's just like a car, I guess. If it has if it needs an alignment, then eventually what's going to happen, the tires are going to go bald, or you're going to put yourself in a very dangerous situation. So, for me, it's constant alignment. It's constantly trying to align my life up with the Word of God, trying to be obedient to His Word. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8 that if you meditate upon the Word day and night, it shall bring great success. And the Bible says the earth will fade away, but the Word will continue forever. And Isaiah 55:11, it says that the Word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what it was set out to do. So, when I became a Christian out of the Navy, and the Bible metaphorically describes us as soldiers, I just believed what the commander was saying, that if I meditate on that word, it will bring true prosperity. That if I'm diligent and pay my tithes and I'm disciplined in my finances, that it's going to bring great success. I followed the word, and the word has worked for me. It has been the key factor in my life, listening to the word of God, lining up with the principles of Proverbs. Solomon was the wisest man. The Bible says in all the earth, the Bible says there will be no one wiser than Solomon. So why not read the book of Proverbs and see what a wise man has to say? So lining myself up with the Word of God, and always making adjustments every day to make sure that I'm living the kind of life that would bring him glory is so important to me.
Rapidly running out of time, two words I want to wrap up the conversation with today: resilience and momentum. Let's talk about resilience. How important is that? Because as you go through life, there are opportunities we have, things that we try that we fail at, or we come short, or we disappoint ourselves. How important is resilience, and how do we pick ourselves up and keep going?
I've read so many books about people telling stories about they take 1,000 no's before they get one yes. Persistence is the key. We can never, ever give up on our dreams and our goals. Faith is, in the Hebrews, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. And the Bible teaches we walk by faith and not by sight. So what we believe and what God is showing us in our spirit, man, it should become more real than what we actually see. I believe that, dreams do come true. We know Joseph was a dreamer. Other people in the Bible dreamed, and dreams come true. So my goal is that we keep on dreaming until our dreams become a reality, and we never give up on what we are talented and gifted to do. If God is for you, who can be against you? I wrote another book one time. It says, where your ability stops, God starts. When you've done all you can, God will do what you can't. God will always meet you where you are. Glory to God. He will always listen. Sometimes when you're at the end of your rope, glory to God, that's the best place to be, because now you have made a demand for the supernatural to take place in your life. The Bible says, God will open up a door. He will make a way out of no way. He's Jehovah Jireh, the provider. He will do everything you need him to do, but you cannot stop. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. So how long do you pray? You pray until the prayer is answered. You never give up. You never stop praying. You never stop believing. You always know that one day God is going to open that door for you. And you just got to keep, I think too, you got to keep praying, because sometimes you're not ready for what you're praying for. You're not there yet. And if God put it in your hands too early, you'll make a mess of it. Jabez prayed a prayer. He said, God, bless me, but keep me in your hand. Keep me under your control. I don't want the blessing if I'm not under your control. And so sometimes we got to keep praying until we are in a season where we're ready to receive what we're praying for.
and momentum. Everything sort of leads into the next. That's why this book is so powerful. You take us all the way through, and all of this is connected. It's a guide to building a successful life. A life with momentum. You may be 28 years old. Things are really going your way. Great marriage, college degree, you got a fantastic job. That doesn't mean that's going to continue for the rest of your life. How do you build momentum in your career and life that drives long-term success? How do we go about that?
You know, you said something very powerful, smart money moves. Building a empire that will not collapse. Building accounts and investing and building a strong marriage, that's an investment. Building great relationship with your child, building great relationships with your friends. All these things are so powerful because I got two friends that I know will always be there for me, will always are always in my corner. And that's because we've invested in each other's friendships over the years. The other thing is, like you're saying, even with wealth, making sure that your portfolio is strong. And that you're not wasting your money, you're not robbing yourself in a season of prosperity and plenty by not putting some away. You got to be able. Joshua said something powerful. He told him. He said, in the 7 years of plenty, let's put some away, because 7 years of hard times are coming. And if we don't put something away now, then when hard times do come, we won't be able to make it. You got to make sure that when you're in that season where you're, you know, prospering and you're making that money, you put some aside, you put some back, you invest, you make smart money moves, so later on in life, when times get hard, you can go through it.
That wisdom is shared in so much more in Dr. Maddox's book. The book is Masterclass, How to Be a High Performer. You've done such an excellent job with this. Again, it's relatable. It's broken down. It's laid out. It makes sense. We can follow it. Are you working on a follow-up book to this?
I'm working on a book now called How to Increase Your Territory, based on the prayer of Jabez and all the frustrations that Jabez went through. But he prayed one prayer. He said, God, increase my territory, enlarge my borders. And his name meant pain. And the only way that he said that is that people would not see his name, Jabez, meaning pain, was for God to bless him with material wealth. And so I'm working on that book now, and it should be out in a few months.
That's fantastic. And you can follow that by going to Dr. Maddox's website, which is freshstartministryinc.com. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold, the Amazon link and our link, thisweekinamerica.us. My thanks to King Pages Press. That's Dr. Maddox, marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. Again, Masterclass, How to Be a High Performer. Doctor, the time has gone by way too quickly. Excellent conversation today. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
It has been our pleasure. And remember, create your own opportunities. I love that. And you are your greatest project. Well, if I start going through the things that I've been writing down here, we'll be here for another 30 minutes. So just get a copy of the book and follow it. It's a roadmap to true success and happiness as well. Again, the book Masterclass, How to Be a High Performer. You're listening to This Week in America. You can follow us on 28 different podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and more. Available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and many more. And don't forget, when you're there, to like, comment, hopefully positive comment, and subscribe. This Week in America, we're on YouTube at TWIA-TV.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.